viewing in Dearmouth. I'm the European Union called Sunday for a halt to fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani separatists over the Nagorno-Karabakh region and an immediate return to negotiations. The worst clashes since 2016 broke out Sunday between arch foes Azerbaijan and Armenia, which have been locked for decades in a territorial dispute over the Armenia-backed breakaway region. European Council President Charles Michel tweeted Sunday that military action must stop to prevent further escalation. A major conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia could draw in top regional players, Russia and Turkey. The conflict over the enclave has been fueling regional tensions for 30 years. Ethnic Armenian separatists seized the region from Baku in a 1990s war that claimed 30,000 lives. Since then, the Azerbaijani authorities have sought to regain control of it. Peace talks have largely been stalled since a 1994 ceasefire agreement. The last big push for a peace deal collapsed in 2010. And Swiss voters appear to have accepted the introduction of paid paternity leave for the first time, allowing new fathers to take 2 weeks off after the birth of their child. This is what early projections showed on Sunday. A full 61% of Swiss voters were seen voting in favor of a two-week paternity leave in this wealthy Alpine country, long considered quite traditional in terms of family models and gender roles. And U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the Senate will easily confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, before the election, despite furious Democratic opposition to his bid to steer the court rightward for years to come. If confirmed, Barrett would replace the recently deceased liberal justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belarus police Sunday arrested several people before an opposition march in support of protest figures Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, days after the country's leader was secretly sworn in despite historic protests. The opposition movement calling for an end to the regime of authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko has kept up a wave of large-scale demonstrations every Sunday since his disputed win of an August 9th election. Tikhanovskaya, who claimed victory over Lukashenko in the election, has taken shelter in neighboring Lithuania, and she rallies much support from European leaders. Sunday's march comes a day after riot police detained 150 people at women's rallies where protesters chanted "Zveta the President." Lukashenko has dismissed opposition calls for his resignation and sought help from Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who has promised military backup if needed and a $1.5 billion loan plan. And it's not only in the United States where protests against racial injustice are part of the national conversation. A handful of America's critics have taken note, too, using recent months' demonstrations and graphic images of police violence to denounce the country at the United Nations gathering of world leaders this year. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani invoked the killing of George Floyd, the Black American man who died after a white police officer in Minneapolis pressed his knee against his neck as he repeatedly said he could not breathe. Floyd's death, caught on video, set off nationwide protests in support of Black lives. Rouhani said the scene was reminiscent of Iran's own experience in its quest for freedom and liberation from domination. Cuba and Venezuela also took jabs at the U.S., making specific references to the protests during words delivered to the U.N. General Assembly. And while there's been a lot of focus globally on COVID-19, UN leaders are warning that if the coronavirus doesn't kill us, climate change will, noting that we have largely ignored the latter issue. Fiji's prime minister recently took note of the wildfires ravaging the western United States and that the Greenland ice chunk was larger than a number of island nations. With Siberia seeing its warmest temperature on record this year and enormous chunks of ice caps in Greenland and Canada sliding into the sea, countries are acutely aware that there's no vaccine for global warming. Meanwhile, the UN Global Climate Summit has been postponed to late 2021. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.